Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So we are at the La Quinta Inn for this wedding.
Why?
And
my notepad,
legal notepad,
the last nothing. Page.
Yellow
my
notepad.
Last page saved for the wedding. We're at the La Quinta.
Look like they did some renovations. It's looking a little less Motel 6. I mean, this place was looking hurt during COVID.
I know.
During Claire Tasia season, this place was not
just
it.
Trying to survive, okay? It was truly a tough time. As Adam said, people are just trying to come back from the pandemic. La Quinta is a 40-year-old man just trying to make ends meet in Southern California.
Oh, God. Exactly. So yeah, we're back. The host who stole Tasia and Caitlin's job, he is here. He welcomes us. And somehow he makes it about him and his wife who's giving birth tonight. Happy for y'all, but I don't care. We are at Gary
Me
and Teresa's
either.
Wedding. Why is everybody trying to steal Gary and Teresa's thunder with their news?
I fucking love Jesse, and I'm tired of you guys. I love Jesse.
No.
I love that man. He's one of the hardest working men in television.
In Southern California.
No, he does all the football stuff too. He's so good at football stuff. I'm actually concerned. He's like a huge college football commentator. He just did the Texas game, I think. Or maybe he did the Michigan game. I think he was at the Rose Bowl. I think he did the Michigan game. Anyways, he's great. Flies over the country. He works hard. Leave him alone. He didn't steal their job. Caitlin tried to steal Tayshia's boyfriend. Okay? She's out here flirting with Zach. And you guys are worried about Jesse?
Mm-mm. That's the kind of mess that we need. I need the hosts to date each other's men. This is the kind of mess I need. I just told you about Salt Lake City. This is
the only person I think in America who likes Jesse. But I
yeah, girl,
Jesse.
That's you.
Yeah, you are. And his wife. And his baby.
Exactly.
I hope the baby gets here safely, okay? I was interested. I was actually like, wow, Jesse's there. I think his baby's due any day now. And then he helped
the concern.
To make sure that I was right. So I appreciated that information.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, continue.
Just anyways, yes. So, okay. So this wedding it's a who's who of Bachelor Nation. Like literally everyone's there. The host is hosting, but we see like Michelle walking in the background.
And her fur coat.
And her fur, yep, or her new man. Was Gary and Teresa's family and friends even here? Like,
we don't care about them. Well, we don't know who those people are.
I saw one family member.
You did? Okay. I'm like,
who did you see?
I saw Angie.
I knew you were going to say somebody.
I saw his family member, Angie. My favorite of his members.
His black daughter, Angie.
Black okay. Yeah. I mean, we're going to talk about it
immediately.
Are we going to talk about it? Are we going to talk about it?
I mean,
they can't have the same father. I'm going to just put it out there. There's no way. It was so stark, this episode in particular.
The finale
them side
was
by
when
side.
I thought the most. And Costa Rica,
was,
when she got a little
Costa
sun
Rica was
on
crazy.
Her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That melanin was popping.
Also, the curls.
The curls was curling.
The curls.
And I know that I have been in trouble for coming on this podcast telling people that certain people are black. I know that people didn't like that I said everyone's other favorite villain.
God,
what's her name?
Victoria.
Victoria's yep. Francesca. Victoria is black. But Victoria is black and so is Angie.
Angie's, okay? Yeah.
I don't know what Angie is, but Angie got something in her. But there was a picture of Tony last night
Yeah.
where Tony looked like she had something in her.
Tony's given Sicilian at most.
Sicilian.
Oh, at most. I was thinking perhaps there's like a Tongan.
Oh, they have Pacific Islander.
Yes, I was getting like a Pacific Islander vibe from Tony in the picture.
See that?
Which could explain Angie.
Mm.
Like,
but that other one, that don't explain her. That don't explain the other daughter.
The white one?
Yeah. Well,
like, you know how race is. One kid could come out
exactly.
Fucking, I don't know, Wesley Snipes. The other kid comes looking like fucking
Jacob Aorty.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm down over there.
You know, that's my white man.
That is
my white chocolate.
I need answers about Angie. Angie needs to tell us what's going on.
She has to. Why do we have the same hair pattern, Angie? Me and you have the same. Yeah, that's a wash and go that you put on your head. Why?
That's the thing. I think it's like us black viewers of the show that collectively are looking at each other like,
is anyone going to talk about this?
Is anybody like, oh my God. Anyways. Okay. Can we, before we dive in, can we talk about some of our favorite looks?
Outfits?
I have two. I would love to just off rip talk about. I love Tasia's look. I loved this cotton candy pink. It was like a cotton candy pink, like slinky silk gown with the little cotton waterfall. Neck. Yeah, neckline. She had on a matching shoe. She had on the matching eyeshadow. I don't know who is Tasia's creative direction, but they always pull her together. She always looks just tight and right, always. Mm-hmm. So that was one of my favorite looks.
Is she on Instagram? Why can't I find her?
Yeah, she is.
She must be.
She's at Tasia. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the
Why
same.
Am I not
it's just her name.
Her name right.
T-A-Y-S-H-I-A. Yeah, she's there.
Oh, there she is. I spelled
it. I was about to say, did you block her?
No, I don't care that much about anybody.
Okay.
I don't even block people I hate. Oh, she looks great. I mean, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
She's gorgeous. She can wear anything. So that was one of my favorites. I also loved, I don't know how y'all going to feel about this. I loved April's look. Did you guys see April?
April did look nice.
Thing around her
boobs. It was like a long sleeve black mini dress, deep V, little rhinestone bow in the V, and the matching shoes. And then she had, I love how she styled it. She had the cute little top knot, she had little money pieces in the front. It was very like Holly Go Lightly, Breakfast at Tiffany's. I loved that look.
Well, I just want to say for people who aren't in Southern California who don't know, it's fucking freezing at night in the desert in Palm Springs. It probably was like 40 degrees, and a lot of people were not dressed for that. Obviously, 40 degrees isn't anything if you're like in Minnesota, but also you're not having an outside wedding in Minnesota in January. Do you know what I mean? Like to be outside. That's why Michelle had the fur. That's why you saw like Edith had the thing that she put on over that was like longer. Like, some people were like, I'm not going to be cold tonight.
Yeah. A lot of long sleeve, a lot of velvet, I noticed.
Yeah. Which I love.
Me too. I love a velvet moment
like that. I'm trying to think whose outfits I liked.
Yeah. Any other standouts for y'all?
I loved Edith's, per usual. I love everything Edith does.
Yeah.
And I just think she's one of the prettiest. And when I saw her immediately, I thought she's one of the prettiest Bachelor Nation contestants I've ever seen. She's just 65, but she's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah,
she looked great. She looks great.
Always.
I can't think of anyone's outfit that really stuck out in a good way besides. Oh, you know what? I thought Natasha looked really great.
She did.
Maroon with her like her hair, the fresh cut and the smooth. Mm-hmm. And just like, I don't know, her vibe is so infectious, even though she got real weird in her moment.
She got real life coachy.
Yeah, but that's her job.
Real
that's
beach
her job.
Body.
I
know.
I also thought Susan looked nice with her cape.
Susan
it felt
looked great.
Good. It felt great for what she was like,
for
role. The cape was a nice touch.
It was.
I don't remember what the dress was, but I did like the cape.
Yes.
But nobody blew me away.
Okay. No worries. We'll get through. I have notes on every dress, so we'll go through.
I can't remember a lot of dresses. Okay.
Okay. So then we meet Charity and Kathy, our golden wedding correspondents, both looking beautiful in their black gowns. Kathy, off rip for me, just felt like a natural host. She, for her first time hosting on national television, live television, like she was commanding already.
Yeah, she did really good. Yeah.
I didn't feel nervousness from her in the way that I felt with Charity. Charity by the end got, you know, more comfortable, but you could feel her nerves. Kathy was like ready to go. I was like, oh, you do this? Is this what you do?
Yeah.
It was interesting. Okay. So basically the whole broadcast is us toggling back and forth between the host interviewing people, Charity and Kathy interviewing people, and then these like pre-recorded packages of Gary and Teresa leading up to the wedding. So we start off with the host interviewing Ellen, who told us she recently went on a date that he didn't ask any follow-up questions on. I felt exactly the same, Tracy. I want to know more.
Where's the hot goth?
Give us something. Give us something.
But we did get that she was wearing the earrings that Gary got her.
Oh, she was?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that.
Those that earrings. Is a cunty move.
That's what I said.
To his wedding.
Yeah, yeah. To someone else.
To someone else. I know. Oh, my God. And I loved her dress. She also had on a long sleeve.
Yeah, I loved hers. So
it was maroon and velvety.
Velvety, yes. Okay, we got a little package of Gary and Teresa and their families spending the holidays together. Gary's Christmas sweater was wild. I mean, this is, he would win every ugly sweater contest
ugly sweater party.
Ever. That shit was, where do you even buy that? Like,
oh, God.
It's homemade, maybe? Yeah. It was not it.
And we got a shot of them carving the driest turkey I've ever seen.
Like, unseasoned turkey. Oh, God.
It was so Caucasian looking at the meat.
Oh, God. Just, yeah.
Like the dog that stole the food took a cookie instead of the fucking turkey because even the dog was like, no, bitch.
I need some flavor.
Ball. He's like, I know Tony. Whatever Tony is, I know she got some seasoning in these cinnamon balls.
Yes.
This turkey, I don't know about.
I don't know about this turkey, though.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, we saw basically like their blended family. The grandkids running around, the daughters, the mix of all
when
the daughters.
Do you think that was filmed? Like last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Like not that wasn't actually Christmas.
No,
I don't
think so. 27th, 28th.
Yeah, maybe a little after.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little moment of Gary's daughters teaching Teresa and her daughter how to make Tony's cinnamon balls and kind of just like this conversation about passing down the traditions, keeping their mom alive, all of that. Those cinnamon balls look delicious, not gonna lie. They look good.
Love a cookie.
Do. And yeah, it was nice just seeing all the daughters, like all of them attesting that this is the happiest they've seen their parent in a very long time.
Affirming of their relationship was nice.
And yeah, I love for them that they don't have to watch their parent now live out the next like 20 years alone, because 70 is 70 is old, but 70 is not that old. You might have another 20 years on this planet. So that's nice that they get to see their parent with some a companion and they're not worrying about them for the next 20 years, you know. So next we have Kathy. She interviews Gary's daughters and their wild 70s, like Olivia. Oh, I keep saying Olivia Newton-John is like what immediately gets my head.
These
wild bridesmaids dresses. I loved them. I don't know why.
I hated them so much. Oh my God. The color. It was really the colors.
And then the fact that they were matching. Why were they matching?
They were matching. We just talked about this, y'all.
We don't have to match anymore. What are we doing with the matching gowns?
Especially standing up there.
Yeah. Right.
Like
they were sitting
in the shot. I would get it if it's like, okay, we need everybody to look the same because you're in the shot. We don't want you to distract. But they were sitting and then they just got up to stand, which also was choreographed so poorly. Where it was like, I'd like to pop the door, and then you have to wait for them to get up there. I'm like, this is TV. Be at the microphone.
Yeah.
Have the mic on the on the lapel.
Or on like, the shirt.
On whatever. Figure it out. It's fucking television. Put up in one of those hideous mic necklaces. Figure it out, people. I don't want to wait not even 1 second. Magic of television.
And it was silent. I was like, there's no musical interlude to play them
up. But
then
they were playing the music hell of loud behind the speech.
During their speech.
That made no sense. I was like, y'all.
That was crazy.
The conductor cued them too late. It was.
And then he was like, bum, I was like, Jesus.
Mad loud.
It sounded like he was playing them out. Like when you get your speech too long at the Oscars.
Yeah.
God.
Sorry, oh my goodness. Ahead, no, it's fine. Yeah. We then had Kathy interviewing I'm calling it our next Golden Bachelorette, Leslie.
You think it's Leslie?
I mean, why else would she be here? I feel like she's contractually. I think it's
Joan. I might be Joan.
People love a white blonde. Yeah. They got. I'm worried that Leslie and a group of older gentlemen is too hot to handle. I'm worried what that will be.
I think Joan would be the same. You seen Joan on TikTok? Joan is out here.
Oh,
I've not seen Joan on TikTok.
Joan is outside. Joan is flexible, and Joan is out here.
Flexible.
Yeah, not doing little challenges, little transitions and shit. Joan is out here.
Oh my god.
And that's why I think she'll be. I think she had a great story and lead in. I think Leslie still looks too mad at Gary.
But Leslie. Leslie's mad at Gary. She hates Gary. I feel like there's no way she'd be here at this wedding if she wasn't like contractually obligated to be there.
Were. That's why I think they were all there. I think they all had to come.
You think so?
I do. I mean, she came in that metallic dress, like, fuck you and the whole shit. And then Kathy's like, why are you here? She's like, we have to support love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very PC.
I love lowercase L love, just like general, like love. I love chicken. I love dry turkey. Like I love it here. Yeah, big deal.
I know.
That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and bonus episodes and videos, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose.
See you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.